Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Thousands of utility, rescue, and cleanup workers from all over America are in or headed to the Hurricane Helene disaster zone in the southeast. There are millions of power outages in parts of North Carolina and elsewhere are under floodwaters. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
We want people to remain calm. Help is on the way. It's just going to take some time.
Storm-related deaths are at least 84. Some people east of Atlanta have been evacuated, while others are told to stay closed up indoors to avoid breathing stuff from a chemical plant fire in Rockdale County. Interstate 20 was closed. A wildfire in Southern California, San Bernardino County, named the Line Fire, has flared up again today, say fire officials, forcing mandatory evacuations of campgrounds and homes in the community of Seven Oaks. Israeli fighter jets attacked dozens of targets of Hezbollah militants in the Bekaa region of Lebanon in just the past hours, says the Israeli military. This is ABC News. Opinions on where we're going look generally strong from a survey by the National Association for Business Economics, ABC's Daria Albinger.
Inflation is easing and hiring is still historically strong, but a majority of respondents are worried about a downside risk to the economy.
A monetary policy mistake by the Federal Reserve, followed by any conflicts in the Middle East or Ukraine, or the outcome of the U.S. presidential election.
But NABE's Mervyn Jabraj says those risks don't include a recession.
Not just any Rhodes Scholar wrote and sang this tune.
Take the ribbon from your hair.
Kris Kristofferson, songwriter, singer, and actor.
Shake it loose and let it fall.
He has died at 88, according to his family, best known for also writing popular songs like Sunday Morning Coming Down, which was a big country crossover hit for Johnny Cash, Me and Bobby McGee, likewise for Janis Joplin. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
From Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Oh, yeah, we started the show with a hangover. The Mandevilles, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. The Mandevilles from St. Catharines, Ontario. That came off an album, I believe, in like 2014 is my best guess. I love how side A is Windows, side B is Stones. The Mandevilles starting out Indy 45. How you doing this weekend? Hope things are well for you, my friend. It is the fall. The show, as a reminder, is broadcast from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else. Just so you know. Got an artist coming up from, I think he's from the West Coast. Hold on, let me find out here. Sorry, he's from Northern Ontario. So that'd be like Sudbury. So they've had five snowstorms in Sudbury already, I think. His name is Mike Trudell. He is on the way. Jeff Orson, I do not believe I have played any songs from Jeff at all on the show. So he's got a brand new single out called Bootleggers. We're going to get to that, and I'll give you that story. But right now, I saw this band about a week or so ago out at Sessions on the River in Fort Erie. They were doing an original showcase. They're called Breaking Still. They are from Southern Niagara. A great rock band. Got some good friends in that band. And at Sessions on the River, and if you've never been, it's in Fort Erie, Ontario. What a great venue. It's a recording studio. It's a live venue. Band is called Breaking Still. Carry on as we carry on right now. The Indy 45 Radio Show. This is Max Sync Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't wanna waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky.
of corn and a still in the Tennessee hills through the day so we wouldn't be seen. When it was done, we let it rest in some drums by a grove of dogwood trees. Then we jarred it all up, got it loaded in a truck, and we sold it from town to town. With some of this in your cup, it's bound to light things up. It sure burns when it goes down. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many, one's not enough. Axe a punch that's harder than Schwarzenegger. We were young, small town, back road bootleggers. The sheriff caught on, sent his deputies to close us down. Though we was hit real well, we couldn't mask the smell of alcohol blowing all around. When his boys got done, there still was nothing but junk. All they left was the recipe. I made it just in time to the county line, but the law's still looking for me. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many. That's harder than Schwarzenegger. We were young, small town, back road bootleggers. It ain't ever done nobody no harm. Sipping corn whiskey from an old fruit jar. The stuff that folks all love. You don't need to have that much to get yourself on a hell of a buzz. White lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many, one's not enough. Axe that's harder than Schwarzenegger.
All right, Jeff Orson and Bootleggers, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, you can reach me, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My email, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. And Jeff Orson, I believe that's the first song we have played from Jeff. He's based out of Toronto. People ask me, how far is Toronto from where I am? I don't know, like an hour and 20 minutes? That's not a good day. Really bad days, like 3 hours? Anyway, Jeff was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014, and while he was in the hospital, he composed a number of songs. He released his EP Ballads in November of 2020, which was a collection of piano-driven songs, and he's played all over the world. Like, I mean, he's played in Singapore, France, Sweden, Mexico City, Dublin, London, Rome, a lot of major cities out in the U.S. and in Canada as well. And he has a brand new single out, and you just heard that, called Bootleggers. It came out in July of 2024. Again, his name is Jeff Orson. So I mentioned I was going to play Mike Trudell from the north up in Sudbury. But apparently, the MP3 file went south because I can't find it. So we're going to pivot. We're going to do, we're going to call an audible is what we're going to do. They do a lot of that with the Green Bay Packers, do they not? I don't know. I don't live in Green Bay. All right, the Sean Taylor Band. This is Old School Backroads and Binos, Indy 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
My brother shot a big buck last year. I'm never gonna live it down. He said he spent the whole fall glassing for deer while we were busy running around. Two kids in a place like this, no room to figure it out.
pocket, hope it's gonna be enough. Grab us both a couple of cold rolling rockets while I fill the Silverado up. Catch a playing on the radio, sunset in our eyes. Pedal to the metal to the city limit sign, a small town Saturday night. It's all famous round here. You and me, baby, making front page news. Two kids crazy for deer. It's all back roads and binos. You sliding so close. The other thing that I know is we're never gonna see a thing. Wagon wheel on steady. Rock me, mama, in a step side Chevy. I'm always willing.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. He wanted me to say the whole thing.
I'm such a mess, I know it's true. But babe, I'm falling apart because of you.
All right, my friend Christy Palace from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, with Someone I Hate, Indy 45. I do not hate you, Wisconsin. I love you. Shane Christopher Neal here each and every weekend. Just a reminder, you can download the Civic Media app absolutely free and take me wherever you go. Just not to the bathroom, okay? It's the deal that you and I have. Super excited to tell you, Wisconsin, that BS Live rocks. Which has aired here now for 9 seasons. Well, it's aired for 8. It's now started its 9th season. Bobby R. Rock and I started filming it. If you don't know anything about the show, and I understand that you probably don't, it airs on cable here in Canada. And Bobby and I started the TV show 9 years ago, bringing in independent artists, doing interviews, some live music, some features, all that fun stuff. And I can't believe we are starting year 9. Although, a little bit of information for you, Wisconsin. That BS Live Rocks actually originated on Max Inc. Radio when it was a streaming platform just on the internet. And that's got to be 12 years ago or so we were on Max Inc. Radio. So it's been a long time. We love supporting independent artists and bands and supporting everything great about independent music. BS Live Rocks back for season number 9, HD 700, if you're living here in Canada. And speaking of BS Live Rocks, we've had this band on the show a few times, one of our favorites called Storm Force out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. And why do we get to this song? Why? Because Vegas is dirty. A little dirty Vegas, City 45.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Another misfit night. I'm a man on a mission tonight. If you
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey, this is Gary Grain from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Got a lot of noise in my head, don't lose control. Pulling all directions, don't want to go. Got it all on me, I'm not afraid. Let it fall. Nothing that you say can talk me out of you. I don't need a reason not to try. 'Cause you make me feel alive. We don't need to have everything. Spend our lives chasing time.
All right, 2024, Honeymoon Suite put out an independent album called Alive. That is the title track, the acoustic version, the Canadian acoustic version, it says, America. And you can buy that album, rockpapermerch.com, some brand new songs and some remakes on that Honeymoon Suite's Alive album. Shane Christopher Neal, alive and well, at least for now. You can check out the Indie 45 radio show each and every weekend right here on Max Inc. Radio along Civic Media. You can download the app absolutely free. And the Indie 45 radio show wants to say hi, hello, welcome, WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, Wisconsin. Are those listening in Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. You can check out the Indie 45 radio show, by the way, on Facebook as well. Coming up, Susie Corey, my friend from Toronto, Ontario, is going to stop by and tell you all about Pretty Little Things. But right now, it's a double shot of the Black Flies. We start with this one, Lost in Your Eyes. This is the Indie 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
I've been waiting for a long time for this moment to arrive. I get lost in your soulful eyes down a road that feels so right. I wanna close every night, keep your heart next to mine, kiss your body in the moonlight, there's an empty bottle of wine. I keep you satisfied. I wanna give you everything, 'cause you make me feel so alive. I believe in you, my sweetest thing. Hope you know how much you mean. Truth is yours, I'll tell no lies as I stay lost in your eyes.
Right, double shot of the Black Flies. That one's called Eyes Wide Open. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane, Christopher, Neil, thanks for hanging out. The Cabaret Quicksand is a band formed by Craig Rubery from St. Catharines, Ontario. Met Craig a number of years ago. And in fact, when he put his very first album out, The Company You Keep, it was all put out on BS Live Rocks Records. Bobby and I put the album out for him. I think now how long ago? 7 years ago? 8 years ago? Something like that. But he's put out some new music since The Company You Keep. So why don't we play a song right now? It's called Save Me Now. It is the Cabaret Quicksand. 8045 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you. you say.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing the song called Pretty Little Things because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indy 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
They gonna drag you down, better get
friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario. Pretty Little Things on the Indie 45 radio show right here on MaxSync Radio. A couple of events I want to tell you about coming up Saturday, October the 12th. If you're an AC/DC fan, Squealer presents Bonnie Scott's AC/DC Experience, $10 in advance, $15 at the door, sessions on the river in Fort Erie, and Saturday, October 26th, as we get closer to Halloween, this is very fitting. It is Alice Cooper Classics with the Scotty Cooper Band, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. There's also another band playing that night. They are called Greened A, like E-H, like Canada, because we say A apparently a lot. Again, all happening at Sessions on the River. There is a Facebook page for Sessions on the River and a website you can check out if you want more information. Going to wrap it up with this. This is happening on November the 7th at Big Texas Niagara. I'm super excited and privileged to be hosting this event. It's called Dreaming Out Loud as we pay tribute to the great singer-songwriter here in Niagara Falls. His name is Rick Rose. He passed away sadly this year, not that long ago. And this event is happening November 7th, as I mentioned, Big Texas Niagara. Give you more information as we get closer to that date. It's all put on, by the way, by David Rotella. His son, Evan Rotella, who I play Evan's music a lot here on the show because it's great. I will be there performing. So we're going to end today's show with Evan Rotella. Yesterday is gone. It is the Indie 45 radio show, MaxSync Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cheers. Thanks for hanging out, my friend.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. Keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. Those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. Days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. You keep a locket by your bedroom light. Pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you don't sleep well anymore. And the news just all repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. Calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. You play those records loud cause Mark can't turn them down. Your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. Days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does the girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.